Hello and welcome. Living an accessible life as a new follower of Jesus doesn't mean life will always be easy, but it does mean living a life full of purpose, joy, and peace. Today, I'll share with you five simple steps you can follow every day to stay on track with Jesus and live the life He's called you to. Are you interested? Are you ready? Let's dive in. Step number one. The first step is having a prayer life. Luke chapter 11, verse 1, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." Even they realize or recognize the importance of prayer. Prayer is how you connect with God. It's your direct line to your Heavenly Father. It's not about asking God for things all the time, but it's about sharing your heart, listening to His guidance, and building a relationship with Him. It's about making your petitions known that His will be accomplished on earth just like it is in heaven, and what your part is in it. Start and end your day with prayer. It can be something as simple as saying, "Thank you, Lord," or "Thank you, God, for today. Guide me and help me help me to honor you in all that I say and do." Step number two, study the Word of God. 2 Timothy chapter 2 says it this way, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth." The Bible is your roadmap for life. It's full of wisdom and encouragement and truth that will guide you in your everyday situations. So set aside 10 to 15 minutes a day to read your Bible. Start with the Gospel of John and learn more about Jesus' teachings, and keep a notebook to jot down what stands out to you. You want to also ask the Holy Spirit to help you to understand what it is that you're reading before you begin reading it, so you can write down whatever nuggets that you receive during your reading time. Step number three, apply what you read to your life. Now, this part is crucial. James chapter 1, verse 22 says this, "Do not merely listen to the word and not do it." He says, because if you only listen to the word and not do it, he says, you are deceiving yourself. Did you hear that? He says to only listen to the word or only to read the word without doing the word means that you are deceiving yourself. Do what it says. It's not enough just to read the Bible or just to hear the Bible, but we need to live it out. God's word says forgive. So we are to what? Forgive. If it says to love your neighbors, show love in practical ways. I can tell you one of the ways that we used to share this with people is like you watching a workout video, and you watching a person on the workout video and they moving around and they getting sweaty and all those good things, and they're toning, and you like, "Yeah, man, that stuff looks good. It looks great." But if you never do it, watching it, reading it, hearing it did not change your life at all. And God says, "I don't want my people to be deceived to believe that only hearing my word and reading my word but never doing it is enough to change their life." You have to do it. At the end of each Bible reading, ask yourself or ask the Holy Spirit, "How can I live this out in my everyday life? How can I live it out today?" Then what do you do next? Be like Nike. Just do it. Step number four is allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you. Now, Jesus promised in John 14, 26 that the Holy Spirit would teach us in all things and remind us of everything He has said to us. Now, the Holy Spirit is your guide. I like to call Him the GPS or the guide positioning system. The Holy Spirit, who is your guide, He's your comforter, He's your teacher. He helps you make decisions. He gives you peace, and He empowers you to live like Jesus. Why? Because Jesus also had to receive the Holy Spirit and power to go about doing all the things that He did. Before making any big or small decisions, pause and pray, Holy Spirit, lead me. Show me what to do. Listen for that quiet, peaceable guidance, and He will lead you, but He will not drag you. It is your cooperating with the Holy Spirit that helps you to be successful in this life. And finally, step number 5 is to love others like Jesus loves you. We find in John chapter 15, verse 12, Jesus says, "My commandment is this, that you love each other as I have loved you." Jesus' love is unconditional, is patient, and is sacrificial. When you love others this way, you're reflecting His character and making an impact for His kingdom. A practical step in this is each day ask yourself, how can I show love to someone today? It could be through a kind word, a helping hand, or simply listening to someone who needs encouragement. So here you have it, 5 quick steps on living a successful life as a follower of Jesus. Step number 1, build a prayer life. Number 2, study God's word daily. Number 3, apply what you learn to your life. Number 4, let the Holy Spirit lead you every day. And number 5, love others the way Jesus loves you. Following Jesus is a journey, and these steps will help you grow and thrive. Take one day at a time and trust that God is with you every step of the way. If this encourages you, share it with a friend who's also starting their new walk with Jesus. Let's grow together in faith. God bless you. Have a good day.